if you're going to record your calls, you might as well just record all of them if it's there. But in terms of reviewing, I think that's a really good idea. Start with the ones that you're feeling most comfortable in. So that way you're not almost just ripping off the band-aid and going straight to the hardest call of the day and like scaring yourself out of it, because it is quite intimidating. You sometimes just can't pick it all up in the call. It requires training to be able to know what you're talking about, run a call, and then also pick up on non-verbal cues as well as just like the conversation itself. There's a lot in communication, right? We all know that. So to be able to pick that up after is really helpful.
Yeah. When you watch those calls, it's hard to, you've got to put that brain on. Like, I'm not here to analyze myself and how I sound and how I look.
It's so hard, isn't it, though? Just letting you know, this call's being recorded.
Oh, welcome to the Marketing Mentors Podcast, brought to you by Red Pandas Digital. I am Tasha, joined by, of course, the one and the only lovely Linda. And this call is being recorded. That's fun. What's all that about?
So today we thought we'd talk about call recording, just because it is something that is so deeply embedded in our day-to-day. Every single virtual call that we have is recorded. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of reasons why we do call recording. We get a lot out of it. So we thought, why not share some of that, the tools that we use as well, and how you guys can, in the professional space, start recording your calls.
Yeah, I love that. It's funny because we actually say, just letting you know, this call's being recorded, probably more than what we realize, especially when we're meeting new clients or, you know, new candidates or things like that. And I do think the world is at a place now where it is more accepted, but maybe 2-3 years ago when we first got into this, definitely in our space here in, you know, Australia, we definitely had to let people know we were recording them.
Yeah, and there I definitely got a lot more kickback for calls being recorded.
Yep.
I would advise that they're being recorded, but then sometimes back then, pre-COVID, actually get asked from clients to delete that recording.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, whereas it doesn't really happen anymore.
No, it's just a shift in the market, a shift in like people understanding why we're recording calls. So on that note, before we really dig in, like tactically, and Linda's got a bunch of stuff that she's going to share with us, around like, you know, how to call, record and what softwares we use. I think it's important to understand like the why, the objective. Always, everything we do, we're always like, why are we doing that? What's the goal? What are we trying to achieve? So a few episodes ago, we spoke about setting goals for the year and, you know, how to reflect on those goals, you know, pulse check, make sure that we're still tracking along with the goals that, you know, we set for ourselves. And one of those themes, I guess, that came out of it was this idea of reviewing and reflecting, and really recording your calls and call recording ties into that theme really, really nicely.
Mm.
So obviously there's a bunch of benefits why we review our calls, but some of the key ones, like they're kind of like no-brainers, but obviously, you know, capture important information.
Yeah.
So like we do a lot of onboarding calls for HubSpot, right? HubSpot give us these customers and they say, go off, get them onboarded to the software. Now, we are asked to review them for, you know, quality training and assurance purposes, but obviously it's to make sure that we're doing the job right.
Yep.
And that if we ever need to go back and review anything that was said, either correctly or incorrectly, then, you know, those calls are there. There's like that digital footprint that shows how that conversation went down.
Yep.
Using calls for training purposes, we all know this one. So I know I've rewatched.
Just on that as well, Tia, I might add, so the capturing important information one that's really handy for us internally is, we produce a lot of content, as I'm sure most of our followers know right now. And so internally, the way that process works is our content manager, Luca, he will interview subject matter experts internally. So let's say he's writing an article on HubSpot, he'll have an interview with Tasha, he'll record that call, because as much as he can capture information on the spot, there's going to be so much information that he's just not able to capture in that short amount of time. So just having that recording there means he can go back, even just look at the transcript. And we're going to talk about tools that actually have those additional features, because they do have really cool features if you pay for it. Particular software.
But
being able to go back to a transcript and have a look at that and capture more information that way.
Yeah, 100%. So capturing important information, and that goes for, like Linda just said, internal calls. So like interviews, subject matter experts, hiring. I've rewatched hiring calls many times, like when the leadership team have done interviews with people and I just haven't been able to be on the interview for whatever reason. I've been able to rewatch and pick up on certain things that maybe they didn't.
Such a good point. So, you know, in our hiring process, we have different stages and they do meet different parts of the team throughout that hiring process, or the candidates, I mean. And it's a good opportunity for us to then be able to share the recording links to each other, highlight maybe key areas that we want to make sure that, you know, another person in the hiring process is across.
Yeah.
So we'll share cool recordings in that way.
Yeah, exactly. I love that. Then I went on to say about training purposes. So again, with the, if I can come back to when I was talking about the onboarding calls that I do, that's right. Those particular ones, I'm often training like one person at a time because it's normally like the agreement, but they always want the call recording so they can either rewatch it or share it with extended team. Because often in those sessions, I will do a bit of mixture of onboarding and training. Like it just, they go hand in hand, right? You're guiding the session as to where the client needs it. So those calls, and I actually, when I meet these clients, I typically say, hey, all 10 of your onboarding calls are going to be recorded and given to you, and then you can turn that into a training document if you want. Because our calls have always got so much value in them in learning the system, and not just learning the system for the system, but learning the system for the business, for that particular client.
I like that, yeah.
So call recording has been really useful for them, and then like as in the client sharing it with their extended team to go over the things that we've covered off. Obviously, I can't do real-time question and answer, but they can still just see how we troubleshoot, diagnose. And I, this is relevant just for this example, but I typically get the client, if we're doing any call like screen sharing, I get the client to do the screen sharing so that they're the one doing the action and they're really kind of, you know, concreting that movement in their brain. Because, like, I do it every day. Do you know what I mean? There's no point in me showing how good I can do my job. Like, I need them to get better at doing the job that they need to be doing. So I guess it's like capturing that information, like Linda said, recording calls for training purposes in the future. You know the communications training workshop we did almost 2 years ago now with Dupre?
Yeah.
I still – I've gone back and watched bits of it two or three different times. Wow. It's in our onboarding process at Red Pandas.
Yeah, so, right.
Like that call was recorded almost 2 years ago. It was such a valuable call. And some of the key learnings from that, Linda, have fundamentally changed the way we communicate at Red Pandas.
Yeah.
So that is actually one of our number one training courses. Like it does need to be refreshed, obviously, with new faces and, you know, updated like examples, but the five key principles in it are still the same.
Yeah, they haven't changed.
So that's one really good example that we use there.
Yeah.
There is another reason why we record calls internally here, and one of the really good benefits is, you know, we've talked about being world-class communicators in the past, like over and over and over again. And a lot of the stuff that Linda and I will work on is our communication skills, probably more than anything, right, is our communication skills. And when our team come to us and say, hey, Tash, I don't think this call went the way that like I wanted it to, or I don't feel like I left the client feeling great, I won't say, yeah, cool, I'll watch a call straight away. I do try to get them to, I tease it out of them a little bit more, like what do you think went wrong? Tell me where you would want to improve. Like I want them to do the critical thinking first.
Yeah.
Because I'll always find something, right? That's part of being, I think, a leader is that you help them. Like you can always find something, but then if you want to be a really good leader, the ones that really kind of outshine, I think, are the ones that help the team member get to that realization on their own.
Yeah, as opposed help to them figure
just,
it out.
Yeah, since you're just feeding them, oh, you should do this better, right? It is easy for us to tell rather than coach. But with that said, like a recent example, a team member said, oh, Tash, I think I left the client feeling really confused. And then, you know, we spoke about it a little bit. After we spoke about it, I went and reviewed the call. And I totally get where that feeling came from.
Yeah.
And it was just subtle things, like picking up on nonverbal cues that the client was doing. Like it may have been like a slouch in their shoulders or a slight eye roll. That just wasn't – when you're in the moment of delivering a call – especially on like, you know, you have so many things to think about. You're meeting someone new. You're delivering new content. You've got like so many distracting things happening.
Yeah.
The call's being recorded. So where that team member missed out on a couple of very small non-verbal communication points, I was able to see in a recording point, and now that we've been made aware of it, moving forward, that's now in that subconscious mind.
And you know what? I don't doubt that, you know, whether it's that person, whether it's anyone in that scenario, if they were to look back at that recording, they would also pick up that same thing. Away. You know what I mean? But like you said, it's a really good point to you. You sometimes just can't pick it all up in the call. It requires training to be able to know what you're talking about, run a call, and then also pick up on nonverbal cues as well as just like the conversation itself. There's a lot in communication, right? We all know that. So to be able to pick that up after is really helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that can be done in your just everyday team member meeting calls that are recorded that can be done in your client communication calls. It can be done in sales calls. It can be done in hiring calls. Like any communication that you ever have with anyone when you're in your like professional workspace could be potentially virtually recorded for you to reflect back on and pick at it. Like it's you know, find a balance between being critical for yourself for improvement versus, oh, I don't like the way that like my voice sounds when I say that word.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You're always going to find something you don't like about yourself, but particularly – what you're saying, the substance of what's coming out, that's what you want to be super critical about.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
could really I have said that point. Better?
Yeah.
Could I have picked up on these things? And to that example I shared before, my team member picked up on 90% of the other nonverbal communications. It was this one, it was like the 10% that was missed.
Right.
That led the client to feeling, you know, unheard.
Okay.
So it was a small, small thing, but it's little things like that. They just, it's experience. It's
and if
time.
We didn't have the call recording there, then it would have been really hard to then backtrack it. Because even like in the recruiting process, right, if we go back to that, if we are talking to each other about how we think that a certain stage went with a certain prospect, it's a lot harder to convey a certain scenario than it is to actually, for a teammate to actually see the recording.
Yeah.
And same thing in that way. You know, we can never relay it the way it actually happened. It's our own interpretation of the way it happens. So being able to have the recording there always in any scenario, if it was a really good scenario you want to go back to, if it was a not so good scenario you want to go back to, at least you have that there for you, for you, and then to communicate with your team if you need to.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Why else do we do them? A great way to refresh on past meetings. That's a pretty obvious one. Like if you've got call recordings and that you need to go back.
That's actually a big one. Like I used that this week, to be honest.
Okay.
Because there is a particular like strategic call that that Mobs usually does, which I needed to have this week. And so I actually went back into Avoma, which we're going to talk about, our call recording software. And I went in there and just searched his meeting, which you should be able to do, and watched the call. So that way I could figure out exactly how he ran it and parts that I liked, parts that I wanted to adapt for myself.
Yep.
It's actually a really big one that where I've actually used this week.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So reviewing past calls and not just past calls that you ran, but past calls that your team members have run.
Yeah.
So you can learn from them as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's I personally don't really like rewatching my own calls back.
Yeah, I know.
Because it is hard. I mentioned before, it's hard to differentiate between the personal development critical talk and like this is a different podcast episode, probably not marketing mentors, but like most women can relate, like self, I'm saying this in a nice way, like self-hate, but not like I hate myself, but like being overly critical.
Yeah.
So it's when you watch those calls, it's hard to, you've got to put that brain on. Like I'm not here to analyze myself.
Yeah.
And how I sound and
it's
how
so
I look.
It's so hard, isn't it though?
It's very hard.
We all
hard.
Battle with it.
It's
I feel that hard. Same way. Yeah. I honestly really dislike watching my own calls. I love watching other people's calls and helping them and giving them feedback or learning off them. But, yeah, when it comes to my own calls, I am – like it's in that bucket of, oh, like I know I should do this but I really don't want to.
Because you got
to – I need to push myself a little bit more in
it's
that way.
Because it's a battle. It's a battle in your mind of like I'm reviewing this because I know I need to get better at the way I'm communicating, but it's very hard to see past certain things that are ingrained in the way that we – look at ourselves, right? And that, like I said, that's a whole other kettle of fish to talk about. But it's something that we have to get through, just like the way I've shown up to an episode today with no makeup on.
Yeah, I might, shout out Tasha.
I might not like the way that I necessarily look, but at the same time, it's like 40 degrees.
Yeah.
I don't think I could keep the makeup on today if I tried. It'd probably just melt off. I also can't be bothered today. Yeah. I was one of those days I just couldn't be bothered. Like it's here. I couldn't
mad.
Even. Do you
I
know
love
what I mean?
It.
But I get. But it's a bad. The battle still happens in my head, right? That's probably why I'm bringing it up now, because it's like I'm trying to justify why I did it. I'm fine. Yeah. Everyone, it's all good. It's fine. But with that said, recording your calls, reviewing them, like refresh on past meetings.
Yeah.
Get up to speed on where things are going, and you know this. There's another like it kind of piggybacks off of it. Avoid miscommunication later down the road. So we've all had that dance of, oh, but you said this, oh, but you said that, but this is what was promised, this is what was scoped. So we actually like have not had those conversations in years.
Yeah, true, we haven't.
Since we started call recording.
Yeah.
And I can't say we've ever had to go back and be like, oh, but this is what you said in this call. We've never had to do that.
Yeah, because it's almost you know, the people that we're meeting with are conditioned to just know that we have access to previous conversations in that way.
Yeah. So it's a subconscious thing. If you've got a call being recorded and you tell the prospect or the person or the client, hey, our calls are recorded, they're accessible here if you ever need them, and they're mainly for, you know, reviewing and quality training purposes, it's almost like it's forcing them to be like honest in a way. Like I don't know how else to say it. It's just it's forcing them to know that the thing, like, be transparent, be direct, be honest with us. Like, we're not going to try and sell you something or do you a dirty. That's just not us. Like, we are here to be completely transparent and be the most trusted, you know, person or like leaders in our space, right? So it's it's interesting how I've noticed, we have not had to have those conversations in years.
So true. That's a good observation.
And I reckon it's from call recording because people just know, like, we're no bullshit. Like, it is what it is. Calls are recorded. This is what we said, and we stand by what we said.
Yeah, because times have changed, haven't they? When you used to really be able to say that, because it was pen and paper back in the day. So
And then, like, scope creep, now that, like, we call record and we document everything, scope creep's gone down a lot as well. So, yeah, it's interesting. I think call recording is beneficial in many different ways. And then I feel like the last point here that's on our little dots is if it's recorded, you don't have to worry about forgetting the knowledge. I don't know.
Can still happen, I guess.
Because, like,
I mean, if you don't watch the recording or the transcript.
100%. And, like, Linda, you know, on average, how many calls are you having a day? Like, you know, anywhere between 3 to 9. Like, we have a lot of calls some days. Like, how – remember the knowledge.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You have it there's too much to remember in that sense, but that's why communication's important.
Yeah.
So underpinning all of the knowledge and everything we're doing.
You know what I will say on that though? Sometimes I'll be in a call with client, whatever it is, and they're starting to rattle off like a topic that I have no idea what they're talking about. And they're so deep in it. I do sometimes feel like I'm not going to interrupt, I'm not going to ask questions, we'll just move off this. But I know I need to figure out that thing and I need to come back to it.
Yeah, there you go.
Call recordings have been helpful in that way.
Okay.
Yeah, I will say that. If I've walked away from a call and I'm like, I don't completely understand what that little part was about, I'll go back to the call recording and then figure it out from there.
There you go.
So
that
it does
works
help
for you.
From that.
Yeah, that works for you.
You know, like the gaps in knowledge.
I couldn't. I feel like when I'm in a call with something I don't understand, I'm that person that's like, I don't understand.
You know when you can say I don't understand like a few times and then
times?
It gets to the point where it's like, okay, I can't really say this again. Let's just move on.
This is like I've already done it 3 times, Tasha. I can't say it anymore.
Yeah,
okay, fair enough.
Like what's for the those recording? Instances.
Yeah, yeah, okay, I get it.
No, that don't happen often, but they happen.
Yeah, that makes total sense. I appreciate you being so honest with me. but, yeah, there you go. So we've mentioned capturing important information, training your team, reviewing, reflecting. You know, Linda does a lot of coaching calls. She's a content coach here and is starting to dip her toes into head coaching as well, which is super exciting. Like, huge congrats to you. But also I know that call recording is going to be a massive thing for you to finesse your communication skills.
Yeah.
And go back and review those. You know, I do a lot of HubSpot coaching. I'm not going to lie. I don't review my calls as much as I probably should.
Yep.
I probably review my team's calls more than my own. And less on product. I don't care for product knowledge. It's it's the communication.
Yeah.
It's the skills on, like, how are you showing up? How are you talking to the client? You know, are you leaving enough space for the client to think?
Yeah.
Are you making the right amount of small talk or no small talk at all? Like, it's those little things that I review calls for.
Rather than the technical stuff.
Yeah, because technical stuff is like
anyone
can learn the technical skills, right? The softer skills are harder and take longer to finesse. So that's what I typically review calls for.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we all have coaches. We all have our own coaches as well. So our own coaches want to kind of see our call recordings here and there too because they review it as well and give us some very direct feedback.
Yeah, that's true, which we love.
Yeah,
the more direct, the better, in my opinion, honestly.
Yeah, we love the feedback.
You know, not that much.
Whatever. Look, I'm growth mindset. I'll take the feedback. It's fine.
You've come a long way, T.
Look, it is. I appreciate that my ego sometimes has to be really put aside to get the feedback because it's sometimes hard to receive. Like, of course, I think I'm really good at my job.
Yeah.
Right. And then someone comes in and says, like, there was no structure to your call. And I was like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
So I get it. Like, I get it. You got to receive the feedback. It's still.
Yeah.
Anyway.
If someone doesn't record their calls, so let's say they're in
like
our space to make it really relevant. If they don't record their calls, which calls would you say they should start reviewing first? Like, where would you, because obviously if they have like, you know, let's say 9 calls in a day, right?
Mm.
Just a back-to-back day. Where do you start? Where would you say you start? I have an idea, but I'm curious to hear what you think.
I think maybe the ones that you feel you're most comfortable in.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay.
Maybe we'll reveal a couple of things to you. I don't know what, but something. Like especially as well when you start recording calls, if you've never recorded before, it can feel a bit awkward at the beginning.
Yeah.
Like even when we first did virtual calls and we would ask people to turn their cameras on, that always felt a bit awkward at the beginning. Yeah. So now it's very normal for us.
Yeah.
But recording calls, I actually remember asking one of our team members when she first started, make sure your calls are recorded. And even then it was a bit like, this was only 2 years ago. It was a bit of tension.
Yeah.
Like, oh, really? And I'm like, yes, calls must be recorded.
Yeah.
So I do recall taking my mind back. Recording your calls, if you're not recording anything, can be a little bit daunting to start off with.
Yeah.
So maybe start with the calls you're most comfortable in, just so you can ease yourself into it. Or that's, if you just want to rip the Band-Aid off, just start recording all of them from the beginning. But what do you, what do you say to that?
No, that's a good point. I think definitely, like, if you're going to record your calls, you might as well just record all of them if it's there. But in terms of reviewing, I think that's a really good idea, T. Like, start with the ones that you're feeling most comfortable in. So that way you're not almost just ripping off the Band-Aid and going straight to the hardest call of the day and, like, scaring yourself out of it, because it is quite intimidating. Well, I mean, initially I was thinking, T, and it's really interesting the way that you think about it. For me, I was thinking, like, what are your high-stakes calls that you have and start there, because they're going to have the most impact for you.
100%. That's...
But I appreciate when we first started recording calls, it was quite daunting.
It's each their own. I think it's how you want to approach it as well.
Yeah.
You got to have a level of self-awareness to know where to go from, right? Because what you just shared is way more strategic.
Also much scarier.
100%
And also scarier. The one that we push to the side and not want to get to.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to overcome mentally to that call.
But like
from
you said,
experience,
we'll make a bigger impact. So it's will. Like, what do you want? Do you want a bigger impact, or are you going to be careful of your feelings? I can see the argument for both. I really can.
Yeah.
I really, really can. So we'll just leave it for the listeners to decide. Yeah. But on that said, let's finish off with like some tactical stuff, right? So we've talked a lot about call recording. You mentioned Avoma. So I definitely will link to these guys. We don't have a special partnership with them, but we have been using them since they came on the scene. Avoma is literally like an extension to our Outlook. And it's just plugged into our calendar. So every meeting we send to external parties, I think I've accidentally included it in internal meetings in the past.
Yeah. Like, pops his head in to say hey.
Every external meeting that is sent from our calendar, our note taker is on there. So it's literally just like a third party extended onto the meeting invite. It's so funny. Every now and then I join calls with people and they're like, oh, who's the – hello, Red Panda's note taker. And I'm like, it's an AI.
There's no one there.
And they're like, oh, okay
goodbye.
But that's exactly what it is, guys. It's an AI. It follows you around to your meetings. It sits in the meeting like it's a real person. It's on mute. It's just a little, like, icon. And as you're going through your meetings, it's not only listening and recording, but Linda said before, transcribing.
Yeah.
And obviously now in this world of AI, Avoma has been playing with AI insights. So insights into your meeting. It's picking up on your language, your terminology, the way you run your meetings. It's formulating things like key takeaways, actions, pain points,
which is a really good one.
Yeah, problem solved, solutions in place, key decision makers. Like, it's picking up. It's watching the call and it's doing all of that stuff that we traditionally would either do ourselves or get an EA to do.
There's also another really cool what am I going to say?
Okay, get it out. You got it.
I got it.
A cool tool.
There's another cool tool. Yeah, thank you.
Cool tool.
There's another really cool tool which shows you the percentage of each speaker, like how much they spoke in the call.
Yep.
So if you're trying to be the person that is leading the call, you want to speak a little bit more, for example.
Some might argue that, but we're going to.
True, they might. They might, depending on it, right? Yeah, depending on, you know, what your goal is for 100%. That call, if it's a coaching call, if it's a retainer call, whatever that looks like.
Yep.
But you can actually see the percentage that each guest spoke, which is very, very cool.
Yes, it is definitely. I like the pain point. I think it picks up on the facial and the voice things.
Okay, yeah.
Because when I've reviewed calls and I've gone to the pain point sections, it's normally been when, like, talk about non-verbal communication.
Yeah, right.
It's normally been when someone's, like, done the whole, like, they move their head down or they're like, like there's a sigh. It kills me when someone sighs like that. But yeah, very interesting. And I have noticed that it works better for calls that have got like predictable flows. So like sales calls, for example, typically have very predictable flows. There's like an intro, there's a discovery, there's an understanding of pain points, and then there's a solution potentially or a next steps. There's always typically a good flow there.
It's really efficient as well because on that, let's say it is a discovery call for a sales rep, whoever you are, sales manager, what you can do is actually go into that section, copy and paste it and put it into an email to that prospect.
Yep.
Of course, you want to tidy it up a little bit, but I know that Moby does that internally. It's a really great way for him to summarize what that call was about.
Yep.
He just copies and pastes it from Avoma.
That's it. Make snippets out of the longer call if you just need a snippet of information out of it. But that's what we use internally. We all have paid licenses for it, I must say. But I know like Chorus do one, I think.
Which I think is a little bit more expensive.
A little bit more expensive. Yeah. There's another one called Dong, I think, maybe, or Ding.
I think you've got inbuilt ones as well now with Microsoft Teams. Like it didn't have it when we first had Microsoft, but it does now.
That was only released like late last year anyway, that Microsoft Teams like AI thing that it does. So it's out there. They're really helpful. We love using it. We've kind of just made it like a process now that if you are client facing, your calls are recorded on Avoma. They're available for everyone to review and check. And we record our calls internally as well, like our role play calls every second Monday. So if anyone wants to go back and review how they performed in a role play, they can do that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah.
Cool.
You have anything else you want to share on call recording with our lovely audience?
No, I don't think so. Guys, if you have any questions, let us know. Like T said, it's part of our everyday now. So we're pretty familiar with it at this point. Yeah.
All right, awesome. We'll get to your recordings. Bye for now.
Bye.